This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. Tonight, we're thrilled to welcome Supervisor Catherine Barker, a devoted advocate for the people of Los Angeles County's 5th District. Supervisor Barker's career is a testament to her unwavering commitment to community engagement and development. Her leadership has been crucial in addressing key issues such as enhancing mental health services, substance abuse treatment, public safety, and tackling homelessness. Her significant contributions to the Armenian community in particular are a prominent aspect of her distinguished career. Now let's extend a warm welcome to Supervisor Barker and delve into her impactful initiatives and her forward-looking vision for the future of Los Angeles County. Hello, Supervisor Barker, welcome.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited to talk to you and just share experiences. And I just thank you for having me on.
I'm a huge fan. I'm literally feeling like I'm starstruck, and I don't say this to anyone. I've never said it on the show in the last 2.5 years. So I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan, and I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. And I can't wait to dive in and just understand your why. What is the why behind what Supervisor Catherine Barker is doing today?
Well, you know, the why for me, public service is in my heart. Being a supervisor in the 5th District, no day is ever the same. But make no mistake, it is a job. And I do this because I truly do have a passion for helping people. And in LA County, when you look at our budget and what we do, we really are the safety net for the most vulnerable that need support and need a hand up, not a handout. And I'm a big proponent for that. So I've made my career working for the county. This is my heart. People always say, what are you going to run for next? There's nothing I'm going to run for next, because this truly is my passion at a local level. And, you know, I've been honored to represent the most diverse district, in my opinion, in the county, where it's not a one size fits all. I represent the North County, the Antelope Valley, where their needs are far different than what may be needed in Glendale, Burbank, or even in the East San Gabriel Valley. And it's important for me to have my finger on the pulse. And that is what I do each and every day with an incredible team. It's not just about me. I have a staff that has the same heart and the same dedication to public service.
Wow, that's incredible. Public service is an amazing thing. And I know that the younger generation, I have 2 daughters, 18 and a 17-year-old, and I've been pivoting my career so that I can do more public service. I'm in advertising, and one day I had an epiphany and I said, I am done helping the tech industry sell more products to consumers. I want to do good with what I'm talented to do. And so I started partnering with government entities and working with the government to help shine a light on amazing programs that help the youth. Now, encouraging our younger generation to get into public service has been really challenging. They don't see it as fun, lucrative, and, you know, it's just not cool to them. What advice do you have to the younger generation that is thinking about it but isn't quite sure?
Well, first of all, you know, the youth are our future, and we need to plant the seeds, both from a work ethic standpoint, but also from a giving back standpoint. And I would say that that we need to incorporate this into their curriculum, quite frankly, because while it's good for the community, it's also good for the individual. And, you know, I went to a college back in Ohio Wesleyan. And one of the requirements in order to graduate was you had to volunteer time helping in the community. And I volunteered my time in Columbus, Ohio, with youth that needed tutoring. Wow. And I went once a week and spent 2 hours in the inner city helping youth that needed help with their education. And it was incredibly fulfilling. Now, it was a mandate of my college, but now that I've done it, I recognize how important it is. And so, you know, I say that parents can model this as something that they want their children to do. And I will continue to promote that. And even in the county, we have internship programs, and I provide paid internship because sometimes the money will help, especially for those that need the financial support, so that people can cut their teeth. Because that's how I got involved with the county, is I was an intern and really was answering the phone for constituents that were very frustrated. But that is where I developed the love for this county and for doing good and helping people. So I think it's going to be a hard one, especially when you've got kids that have really a tough time in school because it's so competitive that they're spending all their time studying. There needs to be that balance. And that's why I say maybe it needs to be built into curriculum so that the schools recognize that it's important for their students to give back to the community, whether it be at a homeless shelter, something that I did before I was elected, working to feed the homeless in Pasadena, or it's as simple as going up to the senior center and providing your time to the seniors up there that are really love getting that interpersonal connection. So it's something that we need to continue to strive to do. But I have a lot of faith in our youth, and I've seen many youth that are volunteering, and I hope that it will continue to grow.
I do too. Well said. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about the Armenian community. I know you're a huge supporter of our community. And yesterday in specific, I want to talk about the new motion that you introduced to urge the immediate release of the Armenian hostages held captive in Azerbaijan. Let's discuss that a little bit. I know our listeners would appreciate it.
Yeah, well, first of all, this week I successfully introduced a new motion urging for the immediate release of the Armenian hostages held captive by Azerbaijan. As a result of the board's actions, we've sent letters to the President of the United States and Congress to advocate for action and support for the Armenian community that is suffering. Many of my constituents have family members that have been impacted by this, and it breaks my heart. And I cannot believe that in this time and this era, what is taking place over there is nothing short of genocide. And this is a humanitarian crisis that needs to be addressed. And one of the commitments I made yesterday to the Armenian community that came down to testify is that it's not going to just be a letter to the president and to our delegation. When I'm back in Washington, D.C. in February, and then with the board, when we go back as a board, this is going to be a priority to discuss and support. Congressman Adam Schiff has been the leader on this, and I'm committed to supporting his efforts, and that means boots on the ground. My constituents are very important to me, especially the Armenian diaspora. I represent the largest diaspora outside of Armenia. And that is something that I take to heart because I am going to be their voice. I had the honor of going to Armenia and spent time in Yerevan and then traveled outside of Yerevan. So I've seen firsthand the love of Armenia from this diaspora. And I understand that by going there, I better understand why there is such a connection between the people living here and their country. And it runs deep. Okay. So I am going to ensure that my voice is heard for my constituents. And, you know, I know that you're aware of the Armenian American Museum and Cultural Center that's being built. And I was honored to allocate $1 million toward the construction of that. Now more than ever, we need to continue to push to get that built, because that is going to preserve Armenian history and teach the people about what has gone on, and that history can repeat itself, similar to what we have with the Holocaust Museum. People forget, and let us not forget, because while it is happening in Armenia, we're seeing it happening in Israel as well. So I'm all about being the voice, and I will continue to be the voice. And also to really educate people about the rich culture as well. They're going to, at this museum, they're going to have a kitchen. And Lahmacun is one of my favorites. And when I was in Yerevan, I actually probably overdosed on it. But I think it's important for people to understand the culture of the Armenian people as well, who are hardworking and truly are the fabric of what makes LA County great.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea what it means to me, to my family members, to our community, to have you stand for us and speak on our behalf. I know it's been really tough for us to voice everything that we're feeling and do as much as we do as much as we can about it, but it's really difficult to sit and watch and see history repeat itself in this generation, in this era where we have social media and everything is so, you would assume that it wouldn't be possible, but it's happening. And so I think
it's my honor and know this, every year I lead the acknowledgement of the genocide. And leading up to that, when I was elected, while the genocide is a very solemn and important event to recognize, I also want to celebrate the Armenian people that have contributed so much. So for the entire month leading up to recognizing the genocide, I recognize Armenians both in LA County, in the state, and in the country that have made a difference. And once a week celebrate individuals to recognize that the strength and the resilience of the Armenian people in light of the genocide is alive and well and is making a difference in this country.
I love that. And I think to your point, the celebration and the resilience is what keeps us going. And it keeps passing on to the next generation and the next generation, but not only to the Armenian community, to every community out there, to know that yes, things happen to us, but we have to be positive, we have to stick together, stay strong, and make sure that it doesn't happen again, history doesn't repeat again. But I do love the fact that, you know, you also see the strength that came out of it and how our community tries to continuously support one another. And with that said, you know, I want to dive a little bit into, you know, how can the Armenian community support you? Because you're doing all this amazing work for us. What can we do to support you back?
Well, the good example is yesterday at the board meeting, a large contingency came down to testify. I knew I had the votes because this board is united all together on supporting the Armenian community. I think every motion that I've authored has had a co-author, and every board member has co-authored a motion with me because they want to be a part of this. We have, you know, the opportunity to make a difference. And so first and foremost, how can the community help me? Show up and use your voice. It's powerful. And while I had the votes, what was said yesterday was powerful beyond the words in my motion, because I had one woman who came and talked about the fact that she can't even celebrate the holidays and all because of the torment of knowing what's going on in Armenia and in Artsakh. So that first and foremost. And then second, use your voice to let me know what your concerns and issues are, because I want to represent my communities. And I have an incredible relationship with many different organizations within the Armenian community. I thrive on hearing from them in terms of what issues are going on. And that would be, you know, when I say contacting me, they can contact me at Catherine@bos.lacounty.gov and share their thoughts. You know, I have thick skin and I think it's important to hear the good and the bad. And then third, you know, obviously I take my job seriously. This is a term limited position. I'm in my second term, going for my third term, and I'm hoping that I will have the honor in March of being reelected to represent the 5th District for my final term so that I can continue to work on behalf of people I represent. And that is something that I want to earn. And I don't rest on my laurels and think that because I'm an incumbent, it's automatic. I believe I need to earn my third term. And I'm doing everything that I've done for the last 8 years to gain that trust and gain that vote and gain re-election.
Amazing. Amazing. Wonderful. Well, let's talk a little bit about homelessness. That's a subject that I'm obviously, you know, I live in your district and I live in the Valley, and there are some beautiful parts of the Valley, Studio City, Sherman Oaks, and homelessness gets really bad sometimes, you know, and it's, you know, you see $2 million homes and then down the street, you see literally camps of just people just sleeping there in this cold weather. And it's just heartbreaking for me. Let's dive a little bit into that and you know, talk about that.
Well, first and foremost, I really believe in holistically, and I say holistically, helping our homeless. It's the only way we can keep them permanently in their housing. It's not a one size fits all. We can build housing, but people need support in order to stay housed. There's a lot of addiction abuse and mental health trauma out there. And I've been working on growing and evolving the county service to meet the increasing need. What I always say is that we're not going to build our way out of the homeless crisis, because while housing is important, services such as mental health and substance abuse need to be incorporated. Otherwise, we're never going to solve this problem. I take a different approach to addressing the homeless issue in my district, because I do believe that providing options for housing should be given, but also you need to enforce as well, because quality of life for my residents is important, and it can be done compassionately and within a way that will address the issue. I go out with my host teams, which are comprised of law enforcement and outreach teams. And these law enforcement partners are the most compassionate individuals who have chosen to be part of an outreach team to go out and help the homeless. So when I go out, I explain to the individuals that we're talking about, we have a bed for you and we want to help you get off the street. But if you do not accept the bed and you do not accept the help, you cannot remain in this encampment area, because it's affecting the quality of life of the people that live and are trying to get to and from school, you know, work. And you'd be surprised at the response I get. People understand that they are creating problems in their community, but at the same time, some of them, it's by choice. Those that accept housing, we make sure that we follow so that we don't have recidivism. That's not to say that there aren't going to be those that are going to end up back on the street, but we do everything in our power. I do everything in my power to make sure that once we get someone housed, they remain housed. And obviously we don't have permanent housing, a surplus of it. So we do have interim, but the interim is sufficient to get us over that hurdle of getting them stabilized and then doing job training. For many of these individuals, their life choices have put them on the street, which has created an impediment for them to be able to get gainful employment. So it's important for us to work with them to address what got them on the street, but also provide them with the tools and, quite frankly, the self-esteem to get job training so that they get a job, so that once again, they become self-sufficient and they don't make the same mistakes that created the situation where they ended up on the street.
I love it. I love it. And I love your approach. And to your point, mental health usually is the main cause. And if you address that, then you can solve the other issues. Let's talk a little bit about Olympics. I'm extremely excited about the Olympics because I've been working with the city of LA. My agency spearheaded the launch of the ramp, the platform to help small businesses get on board so that they're aware of all the government contracting opportunities and hopefully prepare for the Olympics. Now, what I want to talk a little bit about is how's the county preparing for the Olympics, and what can the business owners do to be aware of the contracting opportunities with the county?
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.